Recently, the Windows Azure Active Directory team announced that Azure AD has reached general availability and is ready for production use. Nearly 3 million organizations already use Azure AD to manage their access to online services. With the announcement, many Azure users have asked how they can get Azure AD and start developing directory-integrated applications. In this video, I'll show you both how to get Azure AD as well as how to use the organizational accounts in Azure AD with Windows Azure. If you don't already have Windows Azure, the easiest option is to sign up for Azure as an organization. To do this, you can go to account.windowsazure.com/organization. This link will take you to the sign-up page, where you provide some initial information like an email address, domain name, and the username and password for the first user in Azure AD. Once you confirm your phone number, your Azure AD and Windows Azure subscription will be created. The organizational account you created here can now be used for managing your Windows Azure subscription. If you've created organizational accounts for your users inside of Azure AD, it's important to know how to log in with these accounts to administer an Azure subscription. Previously, all Windows Azure subscriptions were administered using only Microsoft accounts. Your Microsoft account is the account previously referred to as a Windows Live ID. When you click the portal link from windowsazure.com, you'll be taken to the Microsoft account sign-in page. On this page, you can enter your Microsoft account username and password. On the bottom left, you'll also notice a link that offers you to sign in with your organizational account. Click this link and you'll be taken to the organizational account sign-in page. Type in the username and password for your organizational account, and you'll be signed in to administer your Azure subscription with that account. If you're an existing Azure user, you can create a new Azure AD from within the Azure Management Portal. In this flow, I'll be showing you how to create an Azure AD using an existing Microsoft account. From within the Azure Management Portal, click on the Active Directory tab. If you haven't created a directory before, you can click the link to create your first Azure AD. You'll be asked for a unique domain name, a country, and an organization name. After providing this information, your new directory will be created. Once it's ready, you can click on the list item to manage it as you would any other item. Here you can see the only user is the administrator. To add a new user to this directory, click Add User. The drop-down lets you select whether the user should be a new organizational account or an existing Microsoft account. Enter the username and click Next. Here you enter the relevant details about the user. Let's make this user a global administrator in Azure AD and require two-factor authentication for extra security with this user. Finally, provide an alternate email address to use for the administrator. With the previous fields entered, clicking Create provides the temporary password for the user. Now the users list for the directory will have this new user as well. It's easy to add this new user to be a co-admin of your Azure subscription in addition to their role as a global administrator in the directory. Click the Settings tab and select the Administrator's heading. Click Add and enter the user's name. You must also select the subscription on which you want to add the user as a co-admin. With this completed, the new user is an administrator of both Azure AD and the selected Azure subscription. They will be prompted for two-factor authentication the next time they sign into Azure. Many users already have an organizational account from their existing subscription of Office 365. You can use this organizational account to sign up for a new free trial of an Azure subscription. Start by going to windowsazure.com and clicking the Try It Free link. This will take you to the Microsoft account login page. As before, click the organizational account sign-in link on the bottom left. Sign in with your organizational account. And once you're back at Windows Azure, click the sign-up link and proceed through the wizard to get your free trial. Finally, you might want to use an existing organizational account to manage an existing Azure subscription that you originally obtained with a Microsoft account. To do this, we must add the organizational account as a co-admin of the Azure subscription. Before we can add this account, the Microsoft account must be given permission to query the directory for the organizational account. You can give this permission to the Microsoft account by adding it to the directory. As before, go to the directory with the organizational account and click Add User. From the drop-down, select the option to add an existing Microsoft account. Adding an existing Microsoft account requires that you provide the Microsoft account username. Enter the name, then click Next. Enter the other user details and add the user to the directory. This Microsoft account user can now see the other users in the directory. Now sign in with that same Microsoft account to manage your Azure subscription. As you can see, this account now sees the directory to which it's been added and has permissions to see the other users in that directory. You can select the user you'd like to add as a co-admin and copy their username. To add them as a co-admin, go to the Settings tab, click the Administrators heading, and click the Add button. Enter the username of the organizational account and select the subscription to add them to. This user is now added as a co-admin in the subscription.